You can test the town by who the rabbis were. Because there's a board that appoints the rabbis. And people who know how to choose rabbis, well, get good rabbis. Or as somebody once put it, every town gets the rabbi it deserves. In any event, the rabbis of Meir included the Reb Meir Eisenstadt, the author of Purim et Panim Meiros in the 18th century, and a host of very, very world-famous rabbanim, including the Aderes, Rav Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Ta'olmin, who was Rav of Panevish, a great Lithuanian town, left Panevish and became Rabbi of Meir in 1897 or so. And he left Meir to become Rabbi of Yerushalayim, Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, assistant to Rav Shmuel Salant, and he was the designated successor to Rav Shmuel Salant, who was a very old man in his 90s when Aderes was appointed as his successor. Unfortunately, Rav Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Ta'olmin, the Aderes, died before Rav Shmuel Salant died. Never succeeded to the chief rabbi. He served as chief rabbi, but he never actually succeeded. He didn't outlive Rav Shmuel Salant. The Aderes was the father-in-law of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who went on to become chief rabbi of Yerushalayim and ultimately Eretz Yisrael. The best way that I can give you a sense of what a town Meir was like is to read to you a short passage from the writings of the Aderes. The Aderes, Rav Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Ta'olmin, one of the greatest Gaonim of Lita, his Agos are printed in back of the Vilna Shas, and he wrote hundreds and hundreds of other essays and Sifrei Kodesh that are published, Perushim on Kol HaTorah Kula. Also wrote an autobiography, which is very unusual, and it's called Seder Eliyahu. If you've never read it, get yourself a copy when you get back to New York and read it. It's an incredible Seder. The autobiography of a Lithuanian rabbi, and not just any old Lithuanian rabbi, one of the greatest Gedolim of the 19th century. And he wrote in his autobiography what it was like to be welcomed in Meir from Panevish. And I'll read it in Hebrew and I'll translate as I read along. The entry is for Tuesday, Parshas Chukas. Azavti Panevish v'yom hei baboker hodati al yedei telegram l'yemir. And on Thursday morning, he left Panevish. Panevish is not far from Kovna. He left Panevish in Lithuania on Tuesday, and on Thursday, he sent a telegram that he's coming, he's about to arrive in Meir. Leis erev basi l'gradai, and at night he came to a nearby town. V'karo l'shkia sachama bo harbe minichvodi yair l'kabel panai. And at sunset, he arrived, I assume, in the train station closest to Meir, and the Jewish community of Meir welcomed him at the station. L'kabatani v'nasanu tekef v'atzalacha, and this committee that met me, went together with me, v'voi samach lir, and as I reached near Meir, which is exactly what we're doing now, itiru es asusim, that is from the train station, they took a horse and carriage. When we got near Meir, they untied the horses from the carriage, and the Jews of Meir bound themselves to the carriage and wanted to pull the reins of the carriage and bring me into the town. They were dancing, the entire community, and carrying the carriage into town. But I jumped out of the wagon. Heaven forbid that I should be given such honor. It was already night. All the women, children, and men were dancing, holding torches. And they were carrying flashlights and lamps. V'chavios, zefes, baros, mechalonos, kolabatim, huru. Lights were on everywhere. Every house had lights, torches, lit at night. All to welcome the new rabbi. Avukos v'yedeyem, meos anoshim avukos v'yedeyem lefaneinu merakdin u'mekakrin b'cholos. Everybody dancing and singing. Meir, this is Litta, this is not a chasidish town. B'cholos, ad ki hoya achom rav ma'od be'em sarachov.